Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Back with you on a South Florida high school sports show for a Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you right up to the top of the hour. Thanks so much to Andre Fernandez, who kind of laid things out for the playoffs that are beginning on Thursday evening. One of those teams that will be taking place on Thursday evening will be Coral Glades. And certainly the Jaguars put together a pretty decent year, gotten themselves in the playoffs. Will go up against Palmetto on Thursday night at Tropical Park. This has been a couple-year build for head coach Rocco Casulo and his football team, and they've responded. A lot of work in the offseason, competitive schedule, and Coach Casulo is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. And I know the guys are looking forward to Thursday, and so is the school.
Yeah, absolutely, Blue. Thanks for having me, and very exciting time at Coral Glades High School for sure.
Yeah, this was a year, obviously, started out with two losses that obviously you'd love to have back, especially the Cooper City game in South Plant. But then you went on a little bit of a tear and played pretty well. You beat the teams that you had to build. You had a four-game winning streak there, you know, starting with Hallandale and then right through Taravella. What's been the most important thing for this team, you know, over last year?
I think it's the team chemistry, you know, building that in the off season. You know as well as I know, you got to build this thing in the off season, you know, January, February, March, 7-on-7 circuit, and just building that team chemistry, and these kids really came together.
You take a look at what you did in the offseason. You played 7-on-7. You took the kids to camps. You did the right things. I mean, you got a lot of your younger kids some work. You gave your seniors an opportunity to have that leadership. Talk about that, because I know you had you had some big-time players in Brian Pierre and Ryan Pierre. I mean, and they led the way defensively for you, along with Jaden D'Antonor. You had a bunch of younger kids step up. What was the formula for this team? Did you kind of, because I know that your line was a main concern. You wanted to get your offense and defensive lines built up, so it could afford you an opportunity to use some younger kids, you know, at quarterback or at running back or in the secondary.
I have to give it. I mean, you know me, I'm a defensive guy, so I'm really proud of the defense. I mean, they've created 23 turnovers on the year, and they've really come together and gelled. But the offensive line has been fantastic. Coach Griff has done a heck of a job with them in the offseason. And, you know, you're only as good as, like you just said, up front. And the offensive line is definitely a difference maker this year.
Yeah. And the Pierre brothers, I mean, obviously those are they're trendsetters. They got you going. I mean, they kind of opened things up. They got they had pressure on the quarterback. They had sacks. They came up with big plays, but they also led the way for a lot of other kids, like a Jaden Snow or Nelson Naud, who made plays for you. Talk about some of the unsung heroes on this team.
Julian Madero, I mean, a junior linebacker, has leads our team in tackles, knows the defense inside and out. I mean, we watch defensive film together, and, you know, having him understand the defense and like you just mentioned, JD, these are guys that are tremendous athletes. They know the system. They know our system defensively. Obviously, AJ can play any position on the field. But no, very, very proud of these guys. They're ready for Thursday for sure.
You take a look at this program and where you've been over the last couple of years, and you guys envisioned on being a playoff team, and here you got an opportunity, you know, being an eight seed but still being in the playoffs. Talk about that as a building block, because you still have a lot of young kids. You were telling me that there's a lot of young players on this team that are getting a lot of experience, you know, from being part of this. Talk about that being part of a playoff, because, you know, it's not easy, and there's a lot of programs that don't get an opportunity to even get a state championship playoff game, and here you have one. Talk about what that means to you, the school, and to the program.
It's huge. You know, it's like getting into the NCAA tournament. It doesn't matter what seed you're at, you just want to get in. You know, it's a compliment to what Dr. Kaplan and Mr. Schrager ID wants to do for this program, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. We got a good thing going on. It's good for the community. And, you know, if you can build it around the community, Larry, you and I talk about this all the time. That's as far as you're going to go. You know, you're going to just keep bringing in kids and develop and do it the right way. And we're excited, very excited, very proud of these guys.
Yeah. You look at Palmetto, obviously they're a good football team, and they obviously have been down that road like you have. They started a few years ago in building this with Coach Manasco. What type of team do you see in them from watching film?
Very talented team. A lot of respect for what he's done down there. That's what we're trying to build here. Like you just talked about, they built it. They beat Columbus to play a tough schedule. Very talented offense, quarterback, defensively. I mean, they're good. But, you know, just to get there and have the opportunity for these kids to go experience that, you know, we're excited, very excited.
Yeah, no doubt. Rocco Casullo joins us. He's the head coach at Coral Glades. And certainly, Coach, you've had this opportunity to build before. You've been part of programs at St. Thomas and Mater Academy and over at Cypress Bay as well. What has been different about this year for this team? Because I know that you and I talked since you got the job and laying the foundation at a program that has not had, I believe this is only the third postseason appearance ever for this program. What has it been for this program that has put them over the hump for now?
Off-season workouts, by far. Coach Sands has done a tremendous job in the off-season, bring this team chemistry together. You know, I mean, you got to work hard in the off season, you know that, you know, and that's something that we implemented and changed a lot of things. And you're always trying different ways to find a way to make these guys bigger, faster, stronger. And that's what we've done. And I think that's what's got, you know, you got to get into November. If you get into November, everybody has a chance.
Yeah. And obviously taking these kids, you know, to, you know, in the off season, and we talk about the off season being, you know, and you and I talk about this all the time, what you put in, you know, April, May, June, and July certainly reflect to now. And, you know, when you had those kids in there for early morning weightlifting and conditioning, and I know that a lot of kids probably, you know, were dragging and stuff. Now you could point to them and say, hey, listen, you know, remember when we told you in spring that if you give the effort, I mean, things are going to help, you know, things are going to turn around. Talk about that, because I think that's important, not just from your program, but something that a lot of people have to hear.
Yeah, if you want to build a program, I mean, it's got to start in the off season, you know, and that's what we implemented. And, you know, I'm very proud of these kids for showing up in morning workouts in the summer. I mean, we all know it's got awful hot, and the rain in September, we played four games in 13 days. you know, that's tough. It's very tough. You know, we played some very good teams that got better and better. You know, Nova and South Plantation, tough teams, you know, and Art did a heck of a job with Cooper City. You know, you got to figure yourself out, you know, in the first month, and we did that. And, you know, here we are. We got a shot. You just want to get in, and we're in.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously, like you said, I mean, the administration, the student body have to be elated. I mean, you know, football's big. I mean, I know the basketball team had a really, really good program, and they did well. But, you know as well as I do, football kind of, you know, it draws the most attention. And certainly you guys have done extremely well. And you know what? I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening. We'll be down there to check it out. And listen, you know, congratulations. I know there's been a lot of hard work for you and a lot of hard work for your coaching staff. And we'll see you down there Thursday.
Thanks, Lair. Yeah, very excited, man. See you Thursday.
Good stuff. Head coach Rocco Casullo, Coral Glades. The Jaguars are on their way down to play against number one seeded Palmetto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.